Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a saying that money is the root of all evil, but that's not really the case. It is the pursuit of money that is the root of all evil. And here's the thing, folks. You can measure the problems in America by the money that is spent on the problems. My last book, it's called Race Pimping, The Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, explains this thoroughly, that it's not, America doesn't have a race problem. America, or there's part of Americans, the left, that have figured out that money can be made if you continue to act as if there's a race problem. And we're going to dive into that today in quite a few areas. Now, it's not just about race, it's about power, it's about what you can do when you can exploit people in power, and a host of other things. And you've heard me talk about this. You know that I got fired from Fox because I was protecting a guy who was Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, who I don't know if he's going to be a good Supreme Court Justice or not. He hasn't certainly impressed me being staunchly conservative, but it didn't matter. I wouldn't have cared if he were a person on the left that had been nominated for the Supreme Court and these women were out to get him. But what did they do? They waited to get him when he was at his height, when he could achieve the most. And what did they do it for? Power, prestige, and money. Christine Blasey Ford is living the life. No, nobody would have known who this woman was had it not been for her making these false accusations. But I could go on. Look at what's going on with climate change. Let me just tell you, climate change is being blamed for sub-Saharan Africa not being able to produce what it produces. They've racialized climate change. Don't even get me started on social justice in general, right? Blacks never can get a fair shake. When will we ever get a fair shake? If they flipped everything on its heels today, right now, and gave blacks everything whites had and whites everything blacks have, within 10 years, whites would be right back in the same situation. Blacks would be right back in the same situations. And you know what they'd be crying? Some sort of racism that created it. It's nonsense. What else? COVID. COVID is racist because, first of all, you can't call it Chinese because of this. And then suddenly what? COVID was killing more blacks than it was killing anybody else. Are you starting to understand it? This is where the money comes from. This is where the money is made. It's not about solving the problem. If you wanted to solve the problem of COVID, we would have looked into it in the right way. We would have looked at the Chinese and said, hey, look, you messed up our economy. You need to give it back. And we wouldn't have made it about China. It certainly wasn't that the Chinese, who knows, I don't know if they targeted us or not. But we certainly knew where the blame was. But we had people on the left saying, don't blame them. Let's pretend that it's all, you know, legitimate. And then we'll spin it. So, and what else did they do? Oh, well, we've got to give all these COVID vaccines to the third world countries. So they give COVID to all these brown countries. None of them wanted it, by the way. Trillions of dollars spent. Pharmaceutical industry gets flush. The politicians get flush. You know what the American taxpayers get? The bill. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to us at Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're going to talk about diversity and all these different things, but I want you to just remember what I said a second ago. You can measure the problems in America by the amount of money that is wasted, thrown at these problems. Education, for example. How racist is the education system? According to the left, it's superiorly racist. They need to start teaching about black history. They need to start recognizing the diversity, inclusion, and equity, a.k.a. DIE, in education. They got to start recognizing this diversity in corporate America, et cetera. Well, let's just focus on education for just a second, and I'll ask you, who owns it? Leftists, of course. And why haven't they done it before? Because if it were a good idea, they would have done it before. But they don't care about doing it. They don't care about doing it right. They just want to do it and get money from it. And even though we can empirically prove that there is no benefit to getting an education in America. I mean, most of these, not most, but a bunch of these children are failing. There have been movies made, Waiting for Superman, where they called the education system what it is, failure factories. Black people call it the conveyor belt to prison, because that's what it is. It's not about educating these kids. And then what do? This racist group of Democrats, they absolutely racialize education, tell you that black kids are not getting educated. They give you statistics on top of statistics about diversity, etc. And who's owned it for decades? So I ask you, are they really serious about fixing it? I think you know. I don't even think you know. I know you know. So show me your problem. Let's put it into the hierarchy of where the money goes, and we can figure out exactly how things work. I repeat, you can measure the problems in America by the amount of money thrown at them. The one that has gotten the most and will never be caught, never, is racism. It will never be caught, because it doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to talk later about this and what a lady on The View, Sunny Hostins, had to say about the NFL being racist. Now, keep in mind, folks, the NFL, the NBA, these are leagues where it's well over 65, almost 70% blacks in these different leagues now, and they still talk about the racism. It used to be with blacks in the NFL, it was, well, there aren't any black quarterbacks. Okay. Well, first of all, remember back in the day, there were no blacks. Then when blacks started coming in, they were in the key positions of running back and wide receiver and cornerbacks and things like that. Then that wasn't good enough. Oh, there are no black quarterbacks, and you get black quarterbacks in there. Oh, there should be more black quarterbacks. And then eventually, well, where are the owners? Okay. Well, what else? Well, why aren't all the fans black? You know, why isn't everything about it black? Why don't they call it the BFL, the Black Football League? It's never going to end. Because with leftism, it never does end. So we're going to talk about racism in that regard, because I want to cover it in a way that you can see that you got to stop fighting this situation using the same weapons from the past. It is not going to work. Speaking of the NFL, we do have another story that's emerging that is along the same lines, and that has to do with a gentleman by the name of Michael Irvin. I was going to talk about this a while back, but the story continues to evolve because it's evolving in the courts. But it's another situation that's arisen because of leftism, where when somebody is about to do something really big in their career, somebody from the left emerges to say, aha, I think I have the ability to make some money. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It wasn't that long ago I talked about diversity, inclusion, and equity. I call it DIE. They call it DEI, and they did it intentionally because they did not want the acronym to be DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity. They wanted it to be diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's all a ruse because, as I said in the first segment, there's more money to be made in racism than anything. Racism is so profitable. It's utterly ridiculous, quite frankly. In my third best-selling book, yes, Race Pimping, you can go to racepimping.com to get it, and I'll autograph it for you, but I chronicle all the ways in which leftism has cost Americans trillions of dollars. And in one example, I recall that the University of Michigan spends $10.2 million, give or take, annually, or maybe $10.8 million, on 92 people with either diversity, inclusion, or equity in their title. As if the University of Michigan has a diversity problem. Have you seen their sports programs? Have you been to the campus? But leave it to leftists, folks, to solve problems either one that they create or two that don't exist. Clearly, as diversity, inclusion, and equity go in America, we have situation number two. It doesn't exist as a problem. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. My team routinely fights against this kind of nonsense because America, folks, was built on meritocracy. The weak and the lazy don't succeed, nor should they. That said, the weak and the lazy can become the strong and industrious. Nowhere in the world offers the ability for such a dramatic change than here in America. I also told a story in the book about Columbia University over a decade spent $180 million studying how to become more diverse, inclusive, and equitable in its university. And do you know what the outcome was? From the study, from when they started it to when they ended it, in improving diversity, inclusion, and equity, they found out they became less diverse, inclusive, and equitable. And they spent $180 million to find this out. Now, what does it mean by less? It means they were already there. They didn't need to spend a nickel. This is what bothers me. Now, I talked about it the other day with corporate America. I told you Target, Intel, there were multiple companies, big name companies, Nike even. These are people that have said, we are beginning to see the diversity, inclusion, and equity is indeed what Kevin Jackson says. It is die. It is the cancer inside of your company. They're getting the message. These people are starting to fire their diversity, inclusion, and equity staff. And this move is long overdue because the die staffers equate to cancers growing in organizations all over America. This is not what we want to be exporting to the rest of the world. Now, maybe academia is finally getting the message because I chronicle those two examples in my book, Race Pimping, and I told you about them just now, and I promise you folks, there are many more. And the most alarming thing when I was doing the research on the book was the number of degrees that are about social justice reform. And you ask yourself, reform what? Reform a country where black people can and have become anything that white people have? Because see, they used to have this thing over the head of America. They would say, well, there's never been a black president. Well, now there has been. And by the way, there had been one before. But Eisenhower, for those that want to look it up. But the point is, we've done everything now that, you know, the white folks have done. So what is the complaint about? I saw there's a thing going around right now where it's about what have white people done for the country? You know, why should black people look at white people as something special or whatever? I'll tell you this. I don't look at white people as anything special. But they certainly have done some special stuff. And the people that are sitting around worrying about this kind of nonsense are those who have accomplished nothing. Somebody made a comment. I saw a tweet. It was about Elon Musk. And he says, you know, the guy who founded the Green Party. He's not dead yet. But anyway, he says, Elon Musk got loans from the government, and he's a welfare guy. And I said, yeah, okay. So I forget the guy's name, but you'd know it if you heard it. He ran for president under the Green Party multiple times. Ralph Nader. Thank you. Anyway, so Ralph Nader says this, and I tweeted back, yeah, so he's only revolutionized the car industry. He's revolutionized space industry. He's revolutionized battery technology, revolutionized manufacturing. Revolutionize artificial intelligence. I mean, this guy is a revolutionary in a good way. And what have you done, Nader, except complain about the rich, complain about people getting money and doing things? Some people do deserve what they get. Anyway, let's get back on track here. Academia is getting it. The Board of Governors at the University of North Carolina, voted to ban diversity, inclusion, and equity statements from hiring and tenure decisions. It's at the university, quote, shall neither solicit nor require an employee or applicant for academic admission or employment to affirmatively ascribe to or opine beliefs, affiliations, ideals, or principles regarding matters of contemporary political debate or social action as a condition to admission, employment, or professional advancement. Did you hear all the things I just talked about? Before you could get hired at these leftist organizations, you have to tell them how woke you are. How many Guatemalan midgets that you adopted? What do you got to tell them? How many black people, poor black people you helped? It's insanity. And finally, one of the colleges stepped up, alma mater of one of my benefactors. For those of you wondering what SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, our nonprofit, is all about, which is putting meritocracy back into education and getting rid of racial identity politics, this is it. These are the types of things that we want to be involved in. And I will tell you, it's a difficult thing to do because it's very rare to find an alumni who is willing to put money behind these things to help, you know, root these things out in their universities. And the reason is this. They like the parties. They like the accolades. They donate money to these universities. They get invited to stuff. It's a feather in their cap, particularly if they happen to live in the area. I have a friend. He donated $20 million to Harvard, and he's a staunch conservative, and we told him multiple times, stop feeding the beast. And you know what he said? Yeah, but I won't get the newsletters. I won't get invited to this. I won't be part of the Harvard Club. It's an ecosystem that makes people have to sort of comport. No, that's not it. They find themselves saying, I just have to go along to get along. I know the word. It's in my head, and my producers aren't going to be able to help me with this one. Anyway, I'm so happy to hear that these guys have decided to do this at the University of North Carolina, and I expect many others will start to do the same thing. Corporate America is waking up to the idea that you can't survive financially if you don't do this.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. That big snowstorm that moved on from California and brought tornadoes to Oklahoma and Kansas could bring the first snow of the entire winter to parts of the Northeast by tomorrow. This woman in New Jersey is ready.
I mean, I love looking at it. It's a beautiful thing, you know. It's supposed to be here.
The forecast calls for anywhere from 5 inches of snow to a sloppy mix of rain and snow in the New York City area. In the West, another system is heading ashore that could bring more flooding rains to Los Angeles. After a short pause to review Norfolk Southern's material removal plan, the EPA is now allowing the railroad to resume its shipments of hazardous waste away from East Palestine, Ohio. Pending home sales are up. The National Association of Realtors' track of home deals between contract signing and closing rose by more than 8% from December through January. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin just kicked the Me Too movement in the teeth. And what has become an all too familiar circumstance, a well-known man at the height of his career has been accused by a woman of misconduct. And in this case, it is the former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver by the name of Michael Irvin. I know of Michael Irvin's shenanigans when he played with the Cowboys. At one point, he found himself embroiled in controversy of his own creation because he and other players on the team would take female fans, and I'm using my finger quotes, to what was affectionately known as the White House. Now, the White House was a house that wasn't too far from the Cowboy training facility in Irving, where the players would entertain these groupies in a carnal fashion. And Michael Irvin and a few other lesser players got caught. Now, as it were, Deion Sanders was my neighbor at the time, and he put Michael up during this time. And this gave Michael some time to get things sorted out with his wife and the adoring public. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So you fast forward a few years, because Michael retired, I believe, in 1999, recruited in 1990, retired in 1999, got into broadcasting, and he had that little turbulent period in the interim. And I'm going to tell you something. Michael probably showed a lot of restraint for what he could have done during that time. You know, Super Bowl teams with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, that era. These kids lost their minds. Young guys making millions of dollars. And yes, they all had beautiful girls around them. In the case of Michael, his wife, her name was Sandy Harrell, and she stuck with him for over 30 years. She's been with this guy for 30 years. So she's his ride or die. Anyway, Michael recovers. He rebuilds his career, and it puts him back in the spotlight. And the pinnacle of what he does as a former NFL guy who turned analyst is you get to do the Super Bowl. So that's what he was doing. He was supposed to broadcast the Super Bowl, flew to Arizona, gets checked into his hotel, and the rest happens. But I want to, before I get into that story, I want to say this. Michael's a very different guy today. I know this because I know him. I'm not like a friend. I'm barely an acquaintance. But as I said, we had the same barber. Well, I didn't say this, but we did. We had the same barber. I had hair at the time, believe it or not. And I saw what he was going through. Dion was right there. I could see him pull his car. He'd pull his black vet into Dion's house. Dion had a six-car garage. And I'd see Dion running through the neighborhood. We were friendly. But he's a different guy. And you can tell it from a lot of different ways. And part of it is just flat-out maturity. Another part of it is, as I mentioned, Sandy Harrell, his wife, who probably gave some ultimatums. And probably some of it is Michael is smart enough to realize that women will do these I want to say leftist women for the most part. These women will do crazy stuff. I told people I don't take pictures anymore with my hand behind the back. Like if a woman comes up to me and wants to take a picture, you normally like put your hand behind your back like a prom picture and, you know, and just, I don't anymore because people will accuse, oh, he had his hand on my butt and whatever. So I don't do it. I look like a prisoner. Got both my hands up front like I'm about to be handcuffed. Let me get to this story. Michael Irvin is suing a woman for $100 million because he comes back from, I don't know where he'd gone. He goes back to his hotel because he's going to do the Super Bowl here in Arizona. He spends 45 seconds talking to some lady, goes up to his room, and the next day they say, Michael, you need to, well, the hotel wanted to move him. He couldn't understand that, and this is in the story. He says, I didn't understand why they wanted me to move my room, number one. And number two, they sent him home. Michael Irvin will not be doing the Super Bowl broadcast, is what somebody said. And he's like, what's going on? They said, well, you've been accused of misconduct. And I tell you this story because I want you to understand, folks, you know, I got fired protecting a guy, in this case, Kavanaugh. I said that the accusers for Kavanaugh were lying skanks. And I will tell you, the woman who accused Michael Irvin in this story is a lying skank. This is TMZ. They said the Pro Football Hall of Famer claims he's being railroaded as a victim of cancel culture. And as a result, he filed a lawsuit against the unnamed accuser. The Anne Marriott, the parent company of the Renaissance Hotel, which was located where the alleged incident occurred. Now, according to the lawsuit, witnesses backed Irving's initial claim that he casually exchanged pleasantries with the employee Jane Doe, shook her hand, and went to his room alone. However, once Irvin and his team became aware of the allegations, they say they attempted to provide witness accounts to the hotel in an effort to rectify any misunderstanding. But they say the Renaissance refused to listen. In fact, the lawsuit accuses the hotel manager of reporting the alleged incident to the NFL with the intention of damaging that relationship and canceling Irvin. Irvin's attorney says, as a result of the allegations, the NFL legend had his reputation damaged and lost money because of canceled appearances. I don't disagree. I hope they can validate that. I hope he gets every dime. I hope that all of this works out because let me tell you something. The Me Too movement has gotten too powerful. The same as some of these other intersectional movements. Michael wanted to tell his side of the story. He said he described the interaction as a brief, public, largely non-physical encounter. He said he engaged in no physical contact with the woman beyond a handshake when they parted ways. That's all it takes these days, folks. He said, honestly, I'm a bit baffled with it all. This happened in a 45-second conversation in the lobby. When I got back after going out, I came into the lobby. I talked to somebody. I talked to this girl. I don't know her. I talked to her for about 45 seconds. We shook hands and I left. He goes, that's all I know.
He says he hadn't seen the woman since the initial encounter. Says he couldn't even remember the full nature of their conversation, but insisted that the only physical contact was a handshake. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know exactly what he's talking about. I will go on Facebook. It'll say notification. You know, you're in something. You've been tagged, I guess is the terminology. I go look at it. There's somebody I took a picture with. I don't even remember taking it. I swear. In 90% of the pictures that I'm in, I can tell you. I couldn't tell you where they were. I couldn't tell you who the person was. They just come up to me. Kevin, is it okay I take a picture? Sure. Blip. Take a picture. Move on. If they had a conversation with me, I don't know. Maybe. People ask me this stuff all the time. I do not remember. It's too many people. And I'm not a big deal. I can only imagine what a Michael Irvin or, you know, bigger names go through. So anyway, he says, I didn't recall the conversation to tell you the truth. He says, we were out drinking. It was just a friendly conversation. What's up? I don't even know. I'm totally perplexed. He says, it was definitely nothing physical. That's honestly all that happened. Nobody was in my room. It was a 45-second conversation. Handshake. We left. And so then he was so bold. He says, I tell you what. Get the video. Get the video. So the judge finally said, okay, we're going to get you the video. So they won the case. Now think about it. This is a guy saying, oh, you accused me of this? Get the video. I'm telling you guys, I hate this surveillance state that we live in where you can be tracked by your phone. You know, there's video everywhere. But I'm going to tell you, it might save us. Because I'll be honest, I take these pictures with my hands in front. There are times I forget because you're a nice person. You're not trying to, you know, I don't have a conspirator's mind. I'm not thinking, oh, this person's going to accuse me of something or try to get something from me or, you know, try to mess with my relationships and, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just take, you know, here's my picture. Oh, hey, you're nice to meet you. You have a conversation, whatever. But here's a guy. He says, get the video. I want to prove my innocence. And I'm telling you, I love it. I love that he's suing these people for $100 million because somebody's got to put all of these things, these leftist inventions, on notice that we're not going to take this stuff lying down. So kudos to Michael Irvin and his team for challenging the women's movement.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love discussing the racism of Democrats and some of the crazy things that they do and they say, and they don't realize it. And it's funny because When you have to live life where you're biting your tongue all the time, there's just no way to live. I mean, think about it in a relationship where a person feels like they can't talk to you. The person that's supposed to be, I'm talking about when you're married or, you know, somebody you're engaged to, you know, somebody you're really close to. They're supposed to be able to say what they want to say. I don't mean hurtful things. I'm talking about just talking about your past or talking about something that hurt you or something that, you know, really emotes with you. You want to have a level of safety with that person that you can say anything. That's, let me tell you, I will tell you this as a person who's been through a lot of therapy. If you get to that situation with the person that you love, you have reached the pinnacle. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You can't, nothing can be off limits. If you have a really good friend, that really good friend needs to be able to tell you anything. And it may, I mean, it can be life-altering. It could be something that, you know, you change your view on them about things. But if they're legit, if you're legitimately in a friendship, they should be able to tell you anything. It's just true. And I know that there are people out there listening right now go, ooh, anything? I don't care if I'm I get it. But that's a measure of closeness. It's a measure of how much trust you have between this person to share your secrets. I'm not talking about, you know, you could be, I'm not, look, if my friend tells me I'm a pedophile, we just ended the friendship, okay? You get what I'm saying? But if you say to me, Kevin, I've got a drug problem. Or Kevin, I cheated on my spouse. Or what? I'm not dropping. I'm gonna counsel with you. I'm gonna try to help you figure things out. And maybe there's some of you who would work with friends that, you know, are pedophiles. I just don't. I draw the line. But the point I'm making is the majority of your deepest, darkest secrets you will share with the person or persons that matter the most to you. And that's what free speech is about. You know, and I'm not saying you're going to go broadcast things to the world, but I'm saying that many of these people can't, on the left, they can't talk about basic stuff. Forget secrets. Their secrets are, I'm a closeted conservative. Don't let anybody know. Don't let anybody know that I want to be fiscally responsible, that I don't want my kids strung out on drugs, that I, you know, all the things that we do normally, that we look at normally. I want to pay my bills on time. I don't want to think of everybody as a racist sight unseen. I don't want to think of everybody as homophobic or xenophobic or blah, blah, blah. I want to just live life on my own terms. How dare those conservatives? Leftists cannot stand us because of this. Because we can be open with one another. We can talk about things openly. We can talk. Look, I tell you guys all the time, I am a Christ follower. Failed beyond belief. Gilligan got off the island. But I'm a failed Christ follower. So are you. You're not perfect. And you know what? I forgive you. Not that you need it, but I don't care. I get it. I understand you're going to make mistakes. I understand you're going to do things that make you, let's be honest, we are tough on ourselves. It makes you tougher on yourself than anything else because you're like, oh, God, can I believe I did that again? And I'll tell you right now, most of the time you cannot resist temptation. That's what the devil is about. He wants you to be tempted, and he wants you to think that whatever that thing is you want is better than what your life would be. And you know it. You've done the trajectory. You've done the calculus, and you go, you know, if I do this, it doesn't. If I take that other drink and get in my car and drive, it's not going to go well. No, it isn't. But there's a part of you that, well, this time I'll get away with it. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons for what you think and why you do things bad. And some of it is just, you're just a bonehead. And you can't get it out of your system. Whatever. So it's okay. And let me tell you, the sooner we let leftists know that this is who we are, that we get it, the better. They will come over in droves if they find out you're flawed. You admit it? Yeah. Oh, man, am I flawed. But you know what? It's okay. I forgive myself, and I'm doing everything I can to get over that, you know, to stop doing this bad behavior. I recognize that it is a bad behavior. Then they'll go, wow, I didn't realize those conservatives were like that. I thought they were a bunch of sanctimonious Bible thumpers. Well, some of us are too sanctimonious. I'm not going to try to. I'm not trying to convert anybody to anything on this program, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. But I'm going to explain to you how the world works according to the way I view it. And here's what I will tell you. Leftists are racist. They are violently racist. They don't even get it. They talk to you about it. You don't understand your racism. Well, let me show you some racism from Sonny Hoskins. And Whoopi Goldberg tries to put her on task when she says this. But here's Sonny Hoskins talking about NFL quarterbacks.
The only thing that would have made it better for me is, you know, finally we know that black quarterbacks can lead teams. So, and are smart enough to lead teams. I would like to see.
I always knew that. That was never a question. We knew but, that. But, you know, it takes people a minute to catch up.
How about some black owners? Right, some black owners.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Did you catch all that? Sonny Hostins of The View is talking about the NFL, the Super Bowl. Black quarterbacks can finally lead teams? Holy mother of Doug Williams, where's this woman been? It's like they dropped her in 2023 and she, look, we need some black quarterbacks. We had two black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, this last Super Bowl. First time in history. Won't be the last time in history. Hey, anybody want to remind me of when we had the first two black running backs in the Super Bowl? The first two black wide receivers in the Super Bowl? The first two black linebackers or middle linebackers or linemen or tackles or fullbacks? Of course not. It's the quarterback. That's the one we got to be focused on, right, for Sonny Hostins. I mean, look, I don't know how they prep for The View and the various shows, but you would think that they would have some historical reference on this stuff. Doug Williams became the first black quarterback to be drafted in the first round when the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay, selected him number 17 overall in 1978. Now, he didn't do very well as Tampa Bay starter. He spent a year out of football, two seasons in the USFL. He reemerged off the bench for the Washington Redskins, posting some of the best numbers in his history when he replaced the injured Jay Schrader. I'm just giving you a little bit of history here. He got the starting role in the 1987 playoffs. He survived the Bears and the Vikings before he entered the biggest stage of his career. The Super Bowl, 18 of 29, 340 yards, four touchdowns and one interception. He beat the NFL MVP John Elway in a rout of the Broncos, 42-10, gave Washington its second Lombardi Trophy in 6 years. But he's not the only one. I'm just giving you one of them, Steve McNair. You remember Steve McNair? I saw Steve at the airport one day. Not saying he's a Super Bowl quality NFL guy, but he was drafted number 3 out of Alcorn State. Highest selected black quarterback in NFL history at the time. Number 3 overall. And, you know, had a decent NFL career. He died early, sorry for him. Donovan McNabb played for the Eagles. Played in a Super Bowl. I mean, in other words, look, if Sonny Hoskins wants to talk about these different issues, fine, but what? So get this. At the end of it, Whoopi Goldberg's like, nah, we already knew that. We knew that. Yeah, we already knew. Mm-hmm. And then what does Sonny Hoskins say?
How about some black owners? Some black owners.
How about some black owners? Some black owners. See, once she got challenged when Whoopi was, we passed that. Some people need to catch up. That's what Whoopi Goldberg said to her. Then Sonny has to shift gears. Oh, okay, so we've had a lot of black quarterbacks. That's no longer a thing. Oh, let me say this. You know, I didn't realize how stupid I've been in charges of racism. So let's move it to the owners. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you that there's not been some sort of a limitation on who should be owners. But who cares? Blacks can own anything else.
I realize there are a lot of people that, oh, if you own a football franchise or a sports franchise, that's the pinnacle. Since when? Elon Musk doesn't own a sports franchise. You think he cares?
I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.